This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe resigned today, and his replacement could be named in the coming hours. President Emmanuel Macron says he wants a new government to focus on efforts to relaunch a French economy deeply damaged by the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview given to several local newspapers yesterday, Macron said he is seeking a new path to rebuild the country for the two remaining years of his term. News of the reshuffle comes days after a green wave swept over France in local elections, as Macron saw his centrist party defeated in the country's biggest cities. Last month, the French president said he wanted to reinvent his presidency. Britain says the United States will be on a red list of countries whose visitors will need to quarantine for 14 days once they arrive in the UK. Britain's Transport Minister Grant Chapps told the BBC, quote, "The US, from a very early stage, banned flights from the UK and Europe, so there is not a reciprocal arrangement in place. Britain is relaxing its quarantine rules for dozens of other countries. It has lost more than 44,000 lives to the pandemic, with well over 285,000 cases. Days ago, the European Union said travelers from the U.S. would be blocked from visiting member states because of the country's worsening pandemic numbers. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is said to be urging officials to maintain a maximum alert against the pandemic. Despite the warning, state media say Kim today reaffirmed the government's argument that there has not been a single case of COVID-19 in North Korea. That is a claim which has been widely questioned by outside experts, who say a major outbreak could have dire consequences for Pyongyang. They cite a chronic lack of medical supplies and poor healthcare infrastructure. North Korea has shut down nearly all cross-border traffic and banned tourists to block the virus. Global coronavirus numbers at this hour, almost 10.9 million cases with more than 521,000 deaths. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University.